This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It was long ago.
We had a First Amendment in America.
Jane, it was lovely. She
and they didn't try to teach our 5-year-olds how to get blowjobs in public school.
Radio,
but now half of us have got autism. And the other half have got cancer. And the churches are all closing and world government's here. And Tim Cook's running slave factories and he's going to take the rest of your freedom. That's right.
And I remember what she said to me.
You like that, Roger? I can sing discordantly over the wrong lyrics. That's like cats howling in the back of the trash pile, but it's what we do here. A little something special. Hey, Roger, getting serious. I've been ranting and raving here. I've been saying I don't want to hear about the Russiagate thing because it's all bull, but now it's coming to the big head, they say. The big end game, the building blocks. You were saying the whole time, of course, it's aimed at Trump. Of course, they're going to try impeachment. The president believed his lawyers. Now he's pissed, but he just has to take action. What did you make of him? And we'll roll some of that B-roll where he walks off the stage at the G20 yesterday. And when they wanted to do the group photo, and just says, just get me out of here. I think he was just letting them know, piss on you.
Well, I think the president's patience have run out, but we're back to the same cul-de-sac where he's let the world know that he gets what's afoot, that he has the detonator in his hands. Devin Nunes, the courageous chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has let it be known that the president has information in his hands that if he declassifies it, will send most of the top Democrats in the previous administration to prison. And again, the president's advisors are urging him to wait. Wait for what? Wait for articles of impeachment to be voted? Wait for your trial in the U.S. Senate?
And that's because they've all been told by the deep state, you help us sandbag the president, we won't destroy you. They've all done it out of cowardice.
Well, unfortunately, most of them came from the deep state to begin with. I mean, the president's son-in-law has recommended people for the White House staff who did not vote for Donald Trump, did not support his campaign, do not support...
What about Conway's husband literally saying the president should be arrested for witness tampering? I mean, it's just, what the hell, man?
Yeah, that guy's a clown. I'm looking forward to seeing him at Christmas. He is a gnat. This would be laughable if it weren't so serious. The president has to wake up and take action or they will move on him. I think this is abundantly clear. Alex, you're coming to South Florida between Christmas and New Year's. And we're going to be doing some things to bring this very forcefully to the president's attention.
Oh, so you we haven't war gamed this out yet. So you think we should let people know?
No. Well, I don't think we have to tell them precisely what we have in mind, other than to say you want to come to a warmer climate between the holidays. I think it's important for us to do some things to draw public attention, not only to the issue of internet censorship, but to the peril that this president faces because he's taken on the globalists, because he is trying to remake America and get us back to our fundamental principles. This is why he strikes such fear in the hearts of the neocons and the two-party duopoly that run this country into the ground.
By the way, Roger, you're just joking. I'm not coming to Florida. Even though you joked about me coming. Right, Roger?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not coming. I get it.
You are something else. We're going to have to talk about this. I know you got to go soon, but speaking of the censorship and speaking of reaching out to the president, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And I just want to spend a minute or two on how the audience can move and really get this done. Because the president's very close to getting it done, but they brag in the Wall Street Journal. As you said, that's like one of the worst publications now. Brag that, oh, he signs an executive order, they just ignore it or don't file it, or he says do this, and they go, yes, sir, and don't do it. That's called mutiny. And so we keep bitching, saying, why can't Trump do it? It's like he's trying to build a steel building with toothpicks or something. He doesn't have any men with steel. He doesn't have any men around him that are willing to fight or stand up. That's why they're trying to destroy Roger and I, because we are willing to do it. You're willing to do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, the David Knight Show, with the titan of facts and information. David Knight is live 8 a.m. every morning Central. Then there's Owen Schroyer quarterbacking the War Room with his co-host Roger Stone, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And yes, we've been busy little beavers. By the new year, we're going to have a new weeknight broadcast, 7 to 10. It's going to be a roundtable show. We're still getting that lined up. And we're doing a lot of expansion around here in the face of the globalists coming after us. Now, when Roger leaves us here in just a few minutes, I'm going to get into the actual treaty that Trump just signed that ends free speech as we know it. Now, a lot of you are going to say, oh, my God, Trump just sold us out. No, the subcontext that the multi-hundred-page treaty then refers to is thousands of pages long. You have to go through the thousands of pages, and it's got a lot of good deals for the U.S., but when it comes to censorship, it is draconian. We're going to be looking at that. It'll get killed during the ratification if we make a big noise about it, and we're going to discuss that. In fact, let's discuss that right now with Roger Stone. Google CEO Sundar Pichai is also scheduled to testify in Congress December 11th. He refused to testify before on why he's moved to communist China, why he's censoring, and why he won't work with the Pentagon on AI but works with the Chinese military. It's called treason, that's why. So we're going to be looking at all of that as well. But USMCA, that's the new replacement for NAFTA and GATT. Trump's negotiated a lot of it. It is not perfect. It's way better than NAFTA and GATT. It was done all one-sided. President Trump hailed the trade agreement he signed with Mexico and Canada last week as great for all our countries. Perhaps he doesn't know that the NAFTA-replacing trade agreement, USMCA, gives tech giants in Silicon Valley a special legal privilege to censor his own supporters. Anyone else they find, quote, objectionable? That's in the section. Just objectionable. Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube all engaged in pre-election censorship against Republicans and Trump supporters. Yet, they managed to sneak a liability protection into President Trump's trade bill that would make it even easier for them to censor their own users. And you gotta love old Jared Kushner, but you know, he's been involved in this whole negotiation, and I'm always seeing him rubbing elbows with the Googles and the Facebookies and all them. And I get he probably wants them to be nice to Trump, but they've not been. They've gang-raped America and Trump. And so I just hope Jared advised, we know he will, Jared, good old patriot, I just hope Jared will advise the president to make sure this gets pulled out before it's ratified. USMCA entrenched the tech giant's legal protection under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which grants them legal immunity, this is key, for user-generated content. That's worldwide that works like that. This is an important part of the law that allows tech platforms to host a wide variety of speech with light-touch moderation, only if it's criminal. And that's how they're not liable like a newspaper or TV station or radio station. They're not a publisher. But the USMCA also entrenches tech companies' right to censor without liability. Article 19.17 of the trade agreement gives tech companies immunity from any lawsuits arising from actions taken to restrict material it considers to be harmful or objectionable. That's Pandora's box, the entire universe. Section 230 has a similarly problematic provision, which needs to be amended by the next Congress if the censorship of the Internet is to be stopped. And it goes on to point out that it has to be ratified and that we must block it. So let's stop it right there. I will say, I admire the president. I love the president. I'm with the president. And I know he'll do the right thing when he gets the right advice, as Roger Stone has said ad nauseum. But this is my lie in the sand. It is my Rubicon River. If this gets ratified by the Republican-controlled Senate, if Trump does not act against this, then it means that he is capitulating to the Dems and has thought that they've won and that America failed, because he's really been trying so far, and that he's signaling the white flag. Because you're not allowed to just sign over our First Amendment. You're not allowed to do all this. And look, Trump has been the biggest person criticizing this. He's been ordering the Justice Department to come up with systems to stop it. So I guarantee you, like everything else, they brag in the news like he's an idiot. Well, when he signs an executive order, a lot of times we just hide it. He never knows because he's so busy on the next thing. That's how he gets so much done. He delegates like they're going to follow orders. And, you know, we routinely just deep sick stuff and hold it. We don't let him see InfoWars, my God, or Breitbart. No, don't let who got you elected, you know, yeah, sure. But more and more, Trump is going and looking for those things he's not allowed to have. Like they told him, look, Alex Jones and Paul Watson edited this video of Acosta. He said, no, they didn't. They zoomed in on it. That's not doctoring. So I know Trump will do the right thing, but as listeners, as constituents, as citizens, as fellow travelers against the globalist, you've got to call the White House. You've got to talk to everybody you know that lives in Mar-a-Lago. You've got to talk to Chris Ruddy, who's good buddies with the president. All of you have got to be citizen activist lobbyists and have got a lot of big old fire under the entire ash of those traitors in the White House that are double-dealing the public and blocking the president. And you've got to go to writetrump.com. We are going to deliver. And you know, I'll say this. It's crazy. Sometimes I do a write-in deal. We get 100,000 signatures right away, which we had delivered. We've only had like 50,000. And that's great. But it's writetrump.com. It's our letter Roger and I wrote. You can write in your own letter. You can print it off and mail it to Mar-a-Lago or to the White House or to Trump Tower in New York or the Trump facility in New Jersey. You pick where you want to go. But we will mail them all. We've decided we're going to target Mar-a-Lago and several other places. But we're getting the first 30 or 40,000 that came in the last few weeks. Those are being packaged in envelopes. They're being having, you know, if you give us your name, it's put on there. If not, it's our name. It's being mailed. So Trump pays attention to this. We've got other stuff going on afoot. But you need to go to writetrump.com. And look, don't listen to me. Don't just mail our letter. Go get the Breitbart article. And put it in an envelope and mail it. Call the White House switchboard. This president values you. He has his ear to the ground. So these arrogant SOBs think we're beat. They're not if you take action. Roger, you got 2.5 minutes. So put a bow on this for us.
You know, Alex, I'm highly confident that the president is completely unaware of this small print that was slipped into a deal. It's actually a very good deal for America. When it comes to job creation and economic expansion, this is head and shoulders better than NAFTA or TPP or the other multi-international, one-size-fits-all trade deals that were given to us by the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas. That said, the president's legacy, his prospects for re-election, the future of his reform agenda are completely wrapped up in the need for an unfettered access to the Internet. This is where Trump supporters communicate. And without it, the president is doomed. I am convinced once he understands the stakes, once he identifies the small print, that this is imminently stoppable. Also, I believe we can put pressure on the Republicans in Congress to recognize the peril involved for them. If they didn't experience it in the 2018 election, I don't know when they are going to wake up, because that's a precursor. If you'd like the results of the last elections, that's what happens when they censor the president's supporters on the Internet. That's the inside story. Had we had full access to the Internet in the last of elections, we wouldn't have lost the House. So the time is short. The stakes are high. But Donald Trump's heart is true. He gets it. And when this is brought to his attention, I believe he'll do the right thing.
That's right. And if you look at the Section 230 of our law, and it's also international law, it makes sense. It's your third-party posts on your platform, as long as it's not illegal, you're not liable for what they say. They can be sued for what they say. You can't. So as long as it's not gambling, child porn, you know, whatever, you're not liable. Well, they're keeping that, but then saying, but we're allowed to control what goes out and control anything we find objectionable. So they're actually a publisher. That gives them unfair trade advantage against TV stations, radio stations, and newspapers. And so this is a whole new system. It's very dangerous. But the perfect storm, Roger, as you know, is old media is dying. Establishment government's in trouble. They want to censor everybody. And so that's why they're all getting on board with this draconian censorship. Roger Stone with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Be sure, folks, to get your letter into the president right now at WriteTrump.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more. more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay. I'm going to be just 110% honest with the public here and the viewers and listeners. I cannot stand talking about myself on air. But I've got to talk about myself because so many times we're the center of news. And to also understand how the propaganda works, it's a real learning experience for myself and everybody else. So we're in the news every day, every hour. And I don't counter one 100th of the lies. But when they demonize me and lie about InfoWars and lie about all of you and who we are, that's really who they're lying about. That's who they fear is you. I'm not being patronizing to make you feel important. They hate an awake, active, focused population. They hate you knowing you've got community. They hate you knowing we're having success around the world with populism and nationalism and a resurgence of Christianity as Christians are being persecuted. But when they then have somebody like Tim Cook who openly says he wants to censor the U.S. and China and loves authoritarianism and runs the worst slave factories, where if they try to unionize, he just calls the Chi-Coms, they come kill him. I mean, there are thousands of articles about this. He put your Apple code, your iCloud code, a year ago on the Chinese government database. They're state-run. I mean, the guy has gotten away with stuff that is mind-blowing. But it shows that's why they didn't go after the First Amendment here. Because they've gotten away with so much. So a few months ago, he was asked by Vice Television, HBO, Vice, who I guess not a particular host, but that channel that, you know, took some time off from promoting pedophilia, to go actually do a decent job. And this reporter actually asked him about, you know, it's kind of scary, just deep sifting Alex Jones. He says, well, we just curated it, like a museum. Now, you fast forward, he's talking about me because they just introduced him and said my name. He's talking about he's getting an award from the ADL for banning Alex Jones. And he says, well, it's because I'm promoting violence. Remember before they totally took me off of the platform so I couldn't respond to their lies? They were saying that I said, get your battle rifles and attack the media. There was no video. There was no audio. There was no text. It was a lie. But see, now that Tim Cook thinks that I've been silenced except for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and talk radio and TV, which is still substantive. And you can still send our links via text or via email, and that's incredibly powerful if you'll do it routinely. He thinks now he's got air superiority. Where I'm like a caveman down here, he can just bomb with lies and nobody can respond. And so we are the patient zero. We are the test case. We are the beta test for all this. And now the ADL that's been convicted of stealing police files on people, and convicted of framing people, and convicted and found, you know, in court over and over again for defamation. Where if, you know, a theater chain owner bought up some theaters that the ADL didn't like, they just call them anti-Semitic. So basically, you just give them a donation and they'll call somebody anti-Semitic. America beat Hitler. America's been an incredibly open country, but then we're scared of being called anti-Semitic. So they even called Netanyahu anti-Semitic because he doesn't want George Soros, the Nazi collaborator that the ADL gives awards to literally overthrow Israel. That's how crazy the leftist ADL is. And that's what it is. It's leftist. Not a Jewish organization. It's a leftist organization. to leftist mafia organization. It lies. And so here comes Tim Cook, this big gangster that helps China round up its political dissidents, who runs the worst factories, and he gets into, it's a sin. Now he's a preacher to not remove people like Alex Jones. Talk about sick. This guy has blood all over his hands. He is beyond robber barons in books like The Jungle. But here he is earlier just saying it was curation because I'm this bad guy. Now it's because I'm violent and I'm evil. And so no need to show what I did. They can just lie because he thinks he's invincible. Here it is.
Here, because there is a concerted effort of the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election.
Obama. So I want to move from one part of the Bill of Rights to another, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
How did you decide to ban Alex Jones?
What users want from us and what we've always provided them is a curated platform. We think that what the user wants is someone that does review these ads, someone that does review the podcasts, someone that on, like, Apple News, we're a human.
By the way, hit pause.
Is selecting.
I know it's hard to listen to this guy, but we're going to start this over. Notice that when they have me talking, it's scary music like Halloween. Somebody's coming to stab me to death. Oh, my God, Alex Jones. But when Tim Cook talks, it's like everything gets happy. Everything gets good. Everything gets wonderful. Because he just wants to help you with his slave camps. Here he is.
Here, because there is a concerted effort of the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election.
Obama. So I want to move from one part of the Bill of Rights to another, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
How did you decide to ban Alex Jones?
What users want from us and what we've always provided them is a curated platform. We think that what the user wants is someone that does review these ads, someone that does review the podcasts, someone that on, like, Apple News, where a human is selecting the top stories. And that's what we do. We don't take a political stand.
Oh,
we're not
no.
leaning one way or the other.
Oh, no.
You can tell that from the stuff on the App Store and in podcasts, et cetera. You'll see everything from very conservative to very liberal.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's the way I think it should be.
But at what point were you like, okay, that's should it. Be. Alex Jones has to go.
I don't want to get into a singular kind of event, but I think there's enough there that reasonable people could agree.
Like your slave camps in China?
If you're going to curate, that should be all.
Did you coordinate with other tech companies to kick off Alex Jones?
No.
No.
I've never even had a conversation about this with
Oh, no.
Why not?
But why? We make our decisions independently. And I think that's important. Honestly, I've had no conversation. And to my knowledge, no one in Apple has.
Listen to music.
You seem like a very nice guy, and you're committed
you.
To
it's all happy.
You're very admirable, but
you're admirable.
You also run a trillion-dollar company, which is another way of saying you have a lot of power. So what happens if you change your mind? Or the person who comes after you doesn't agree with you?
Well, first of all, we don't really think of ourselves as a trillion-dollar company. Just to
no, we're no big deal, yeah.
In terms of power, I've never
we used to overcharge on
power.
Everything and rip you yeah. off and... So there you go, folks. We're going to come back and get his ADL speech where they introduce him. They hail him. He took down Alex Jones, the evil one, the violent demon. Yay! We're so American. We're butchering free speech, organizing with a trillion-dollar company, working with the Chi-Coms that killed 4 or 5 times what Hitler did. We're the ADL.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of time.
So imagine Apple computers. It's well known that if you have an Apple device, major shopping carts out there, Emporia Store doesn't do this, but others do, major travel sites, hotel sites, airline sites, they see you as a schmuck and they charge you more for the airline tickets, for the hotel rooms, for all of it. And so it's true that they curate like a museum for schmucks. They don't pass up to the top of Apple's websites what is most popular. They decide what you see. That's the complete arrogance of a Tim Cook. And again, if you look up Foxconn laboratories that they exclusively contract with, the worst slave camps, forced abortion, forced drugging, working their fingers bloody, people committing suicide, suicide nets. And Tim Cook goes to China and encourages them to be more draconian. He encourages them to pay people less. And the party says, we're having major riots because you pay people the lowest level in the country. And he says, if you don't like it, we're leaving. I mean, behind the scenes, he's just like, I'm in command. And he reportedly just goes, rah. But then out in the public, I'm Tim Cook. I'm a nice little engineer that Steve Jobs begged to run things because I get things done. So they overcharge you. They make sure that, don't believe me, just search engine, Chinese Communist Party tells Apple to share the wealth with the public. Even the greedy Chi-Coms say, man, you pimp so good. Why you pimp so good? One time, Snoop Dogg said that to my cousin. He goes, yeah, well, how you pimp so good? I can't tell the story, but the point is, it's a real story. We're sitting here looking at this, and it is unbelievably ridiculous that Henry Ford, for all his problems, they said, why did you triple wages for industrial workers? And he said, well, we're up here in Dearborn, Michigan, and if I pay my workers 3-4 times what anybody else is, it's still a fraction of the money I make. They will then spend all the money locally and build up a giant infrastructure that'll bring more workers here, and then they'll be able to afford to buy my automobiles. Wow, what a smart person. He was building an ecosystem, a livable future ecosystem. The globalists don't want that. They want a post-industrial world where they oppress the third world and use it as a weapon against the first. So when I shot a video back in October, it's a very important censored report titled, Tim Cook is the Most Dangerous Man in the World. I showed you more than 50 mainstream articles. More than 50. Where he lobbies for China to be pay less and be more brutal. And the Chinese communists are shocked by how vicious he is, but they admire him. So think about that. And I go through all the admissions of how he's promoting censorship in China, censorship in America, and actually lobbying to the U.S. government. If you want censorship, we're ready to do it. So he's a clear and present danger who's moved to communist China. He's doing all this. And it's out of control. So I've taken that special video report and I've added it to Paul Joseph Watson's report about yours truly. That's on InfoWars.com. ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, gives Tim Cook award for censoring online speech. Apple CEO says it's a sin to not ban certain people. A sin. Apple CEO Tim Cook received a Courage Against Hate Award from the Anti-Defamation League yesterday for censoring online speech, including InfoWars. Alex Jones, the ADL, list me, whom Cook referred to as a violent conspiracy theorist. I have no criminal record. I've never called for offensive violence. I don't own or run slave camps. I don't have my political enemies rounded up and shot like Tim Cook does. But see, I have a gravelly voice. I have wide shoulders. I got a 20-inch neck. But if I was kind of preening around and going, oh, hi, I'm Tim Cook. Oh, yeah. As long as you put on that whole pansy act, it's okay. Behind the scenes, Tim Cook is not the little pansy hopping around in the Steve Jobs outfit. All that is for outward consumption. Steve Jobs' children didn't get smartphones or iPads. None of the Apple executives, none. Facebook, Twitter, none of them allow their kids near computers because they lower IQ, they destroy you. But in the church of old Tim Cook, and the full videos are on InfoWars.com. It's a 30-minute speech. You got the ADL spokesperson talking bad about me. You know, I'm in the report, and they're up there. Yay! Oh, we're getting rid of free speech in America. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. And they know they can't call me anti-Semitic because no one buys that. And they know they can't call me a Nazi. Nobody buys that. So they go, oh, he calls for violence. And then they can't produce anything that isn't edited. You know, I've been thinking about who to sue for a long time. And I don't like suing people. But man, ADL. Can you imagine a jury when they saw the ADL giving awards to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who praised Hitler? Or awards to George Soros, who funds him, who was a Nazi collaborator, and then you're sitting there trying to take my free speech and digitally, like Jews were, put into ghettos where they couldn't do business for 5 years before they got rounded up and shipped off to be worked to death and killed. And you're literally trying to put me in what Matt Drudge coined a digital ghetto and then using poor dead Jews killed by Hitler as the pretext for your organization's cover to then engage in Hitler-like activities. How shameful of the ADL. And by the way, I wish no harm against the ADL. They're a very sad organization, and not one-tenth as effective as the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's the big enchilada. The ADL is like a 7-foot-long shark. The Southern Poverty Law Center is like a 200-foot-long megalodon or something. I mean, it's just incredibly evil. We've never caught the ADL actually running white supremacist terror camps and blowing up buildings. We have caught the Southern Poverty Law Center involved in it at Oklahoma City. We know all the names, everybody involved. Notice they never challenge that. They keep their mouths shut, as they should. Now, oh, are we almost out of time already? I haven't gotten to the clip yet. Here, let's start hearing some of Tim Cook talking about fighting Alex Jones. If you don't do that, it's a sin. Here it is.
Here, because there is...
Very perhaps most importantly... It drives us not to be bystanders as hate tries to make its headquarters in the digital world. At Apple, we believe that technology needs to have a clear point of view on this challenge. There is no time to get tied up in knots. That's why we only have one message for those who seek to push hate, division, and violence. You have no place on our platforms.
Go ahead and hit pause. We're going to come back with this. You have no place in our digital commons. You have no place buying our slave goods made by slaves. You have no place. We're going to lie about you. We're going to say terrible things about you. And we're going to remove you so we can get awards and lie about you more. While you're funded by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, who wants to overthrow Israel. Man, what an evil group of people. Let the slave camps roll.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Do you remember what our headline was yesterday? Globalists are engineering a worldwide financial collapse to stop populist and nationalist movements. And right now, the Dow is going between 800 and 750 points down. DrudgeReport.com. Also on NewsWars.com, fears of slowing economy. And what happened? Well, Trump bet on America. He knew China had 10% growth rates for decades. We had 2% growth rates. The leftists said we'd never get above 3% at the New York Times, Paul Krugman. Trump came in, got some of the regulations off, got some of the tax cuts going, and Wall Street and the investors believed they could come back to America. And then the Federal Reserve, private run for profit, did 7 interest rate hikes and announced at least 5 more in the next year and said, we believe the economy is going to implode. Never did that under Obama. All to stop Trump, all to stop the nationalist movements. They admit. Bill Maher admits it. Hillary Clinton's talked about it. They think you're so stupid that if they take this recovery away from you, and take your 401k up 30-40% a year away, and take your future away, that you'll blame Trump. And you know what? The general public probably will. They're that stupid now. And so what they signified was Trump went to war with the Chi-Coms who had a one-sided deal. He only wanted to get a third of the screw over back. He said, listen, you can keep 70% of the screw job, give me 30%. They said no. He said, now it's 50%. They said no. Now he said it's 80%. Now they've agreed to about 30, 40%. But they're trying to back out of that. That's why Trump's like, I'm sick of this crap. We built you. We gave you running water. We gave you everything you have after the Japanese tried to destroy you. And now you've got one-sided deals screwing us over. You got all our companies moving over there and becoming state-run. You won't even have a market soon in the U.S. The Chinese go, we know. We're taking you over. You know, they own Hollywood now. They're the ones that fund all the anti-family, teach five-year-olds how to put on dresses. That's all Chi-Com funding. They admit it. They execute you for that in China. They don't allow that in China, but they're doing it here to poison us. And Tim Cook and all of them are just fine and dandy with that. So let's punch up the dial right now for folks on screen. So all of this is happening because the world signaled we don't want a vibrant stock market. We don't want factories. We don't want jobs. We don't want families. We want a post-industrial world. We don't want somebody in 2 years that turned the economy around 50, 60, 70%. We don't, and I don't want to compare Trump to Christ, but it's the comparison is, it's a true story. It's in the Roman histories, the Jewish histories. Josephus, the Jewish historian, wrote about it. Christ gets brought up there. He has done nothing wrong. Pontius Pilate, here's what he's done. And he says, okay, well, it's a holy day of the Jews. I will let one person go today who's scheduled to be executed. And there's two people scheduled to be executed today. Jesus of Nazareth and Barabbas of Jerusalem. And Barabbas was a robber and a rapist and a killer and a tough guy. And they said, give us Barabbas! And so we've got Trump. Good economy, cares about the country, trying to get all this blocked technologies released, all the cures and treatments, all the good things he's trying to do. He's not perfect, certainly not Christ. But it's the same thing. They go, we don't want that. Give us Hillary. Give us Michael Moore. Give us Nancy Pelosi. Give us Maxine Waters. Give us Angela Merkel. Give us Theresa May. Give us treason. Don't give us Vladimir Putin, who stands up for his country. Don't give us Benjamin Netanyahu, who stands up for his country. Don't give us Donald Trump, who stands up for his country. Don't give us the new Italian leader or the new Brazilian leader that stands up for his country. Give us what the mainstream media wants that'll screw us over. Remember Bill Maher? I want the economy to implode to get rid of this guy. They did everything they could to block it, and now they're doing everything they can to block U.S. companies coming back to the U.S. And even though General Motors got bailed out 10 years ago, and even though General Motors made record profits, and even though General Motors just bought back hundreds of billions of dollars in the last few years of their own stock, they're closing five factories in a place where Trump promised it'd stay open, thinking those voters are so stupid, they'll be pissed that he couldn't keep it open for them. Now, let's go back to the numbers. It's already been gyrating up and down. So let's go. It's 600 points down. It's 721 points down. It's 800 points down. It's 750 points down. It's all over the map like a ping pong ball shot out of a cannon. But know this. Big corporations and companies, on average, aren't evil. It's the top 50 or so that are. But there are so much economy is a bunch of other companies. They want to go where business is going to be open and where they're going to have a fair shot. And Trump got in and we were open for business and they thought, yeah, we'll have exuberance. We'll have jobs. America hadn't had a boom since the 60s. We can do it again. And the globalists said, that's not part of the program, Jack. That's not going to happen. And you see Trump is walking off the stage. He's like, just get me out of here yesterday. And I can tell you, Trump's going to keep fighting, but he can't believe. It'd be like if you went to a restaurant for 20 years and the food was always quick, delicious, and healthy. But you went to a place across the street and got food poisoning there routinely, and the food tastes like crap. And then you said, you know what? I don't want your restaurant that's good and healthy and tasty to be here. I want you closed. And no one goes to the good restaurant. They all go to the place with roach crap on the tables and roaches walking around in broad daylight, and you get food poisoning. And everyone goes to the place with food poisoning, and they love the place with food poisoning. They love Venezuela. They love North Korea. They love the EU. They love Democrat blue states with needles and human feces and teaching five-year-olds how to get blowjobs. I mean, this is what this is what cursed people want. They don't want Jesus Christ. They want Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Give us a screw job. Give us Tim Cook running slave factories. Because he's gay, though, it's cool. It's like, well, he is gay, so, I mean, well, oh, okay, well, then, you know. I can tell you how many times I have leftists walk up to me like it's like they're wearing a royal purple coat. They go, we're gay. And I'm like, well, I can't even talk at that point. It's like, I don't care if you're gay, if you're straight, whatever the hell you are. I care about what you stand for, but the fact that you announce it like it's a royal coat or something is pathetic. But it's all these identity politics that you claim Trump's involved in when Trump's in the opposite of identity politics. He's unifying you about free market and things that work, and he thought you'd want it. And you know what? You did want it. The Republicans really got elected. The Democrats stole it. But because the Republicans wouldn't say that, and because the Republicans wouldn't fight back, and because the Republicans have allowed the censorship, they have signaled weakness. They have signaled weakness, so you might get a total stock market crash for Christmas. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if the Plunge Protection Team wasn't in there, the Committee on Open Markets, that would happen right now. And I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to go to break and come back. Stuart Rhodes, Oathkeeper, is going to be in the studio. And I never got to the Tim Cook attacking me at the ADL, but my God, something is wrong in the state of America and the world when the ADL is having pro-censorship award ceremonies for a guy running slave factories and celebrating me being taken off all these places. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget we're running the biggest specials in our history right now. We've just escalated them. Everything must go. Total clearance sale. 50 is the lowest special. 75% is the highest. Everything is 50, 75% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. And a free gift. It's the new Alex Jones shirt. We're all Alex Jones. Don't censor me with the gas and flags. Don't tread on me. Don't censor me. Every order gets that free on top of it. Absolute total loss leader. I mean, we are just clearing out everything. You're getting great products. You're not fighting the cars. You're not fighting the traffic. You're not fighting the lines. You're getting great pro-America products, great supplements like Brain Force and X2 and X3 and Supermel Vitality and Lung Cleanse and Knockout Sleep Aid and Ultimate Bone Broth, our big special today. It's 60% off. Ultimate Bone Broth says 55, but I told them 60. We'll have that change to 60. And you get double Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. So whether you get a $10 order or a $100 order, you get the free shirt. All orders get the free shirt. When this one sells out, we got another shirt that'll be the free gift you get. But right now, it's the limited edition We're All Alex Jones shirt. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Spread those links.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to